The weather's heating up, and with July 4th around the corner, lots of us maybe have plans to hit the lakes. If you're staying in Wisconsin, the National Resources Defense Council has some news that is not particularly good.
Yes, according to the NRDC, the water quality at Wisconsin's beaches ranks 8th worst in the country, or 23rd out of 30 states that have shorelines on lakes and oceans. The number is based on the percentage of water samples taken from Wisconsin beaches that had bacterial counts that exceeded standards from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 2013.
As a whole, the Great Lakes region performed the worst in the country in the report. Here to tell us why and what we can do is Josh Mogerman, Deputy Director of National Media at the National Resources Defense Council's Midwest office. Josh, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, you know, it's summer. We've been waiting all winter to get in the water, hit the beaches in Wisconsin. Is this news troublesome enough that maybe we should stay away from the lakes?
Well, I think it's important to know before you go. You don't want to head out on days where you're potentially putting your family in danger of having a really uncomfortable result of that fun day at the beach. Nobody wants to be dealing with kids with stomach aches or adults with worse intestinal problems that result from swimming in water that may have been contaminated. You know, we have a problem in the Great Lakes that is a bit more acute than what we see on both of our coasts, and that has a lot to do with the nature of the lakes, the lack of movement of water within them that makes it difficult to move pollution and contamination sometimes. And it's something that we have to be aware of and that we have to think about when we're planning our beach trips.
And when we're talking about pollution and contamination in the lakes, what kinds of things are we talking about or in the water that could make us sick?
Well, you know, most of the time we're talking about issues of runoff. We're talking about stormwater that has brought an array of other stuff into the water, or we're talking about industrial pollution that's made its way in. But ultimately, we're talking about the little bugs that that are in the water that cause us digestive distress, and you know, no need to go into the uncomfortable nature of what happens. But oftentimes, when we go into water that has contamination, it has a lot of E. coli and other bacteria from human and animal waste, that can result in really significant discomfort. And you know, on its surface, this seems like it's a really sort of trivial problem. People get a tummy ache after going into the water, but at the beach, this is one of the places where we deal with a very big issue of water pollution head on. For a lot of people, this very huge issue is something that is far off. It doesn't affect their lives on a day-to-day basis. But yet at the beach, you are directly confronted and at times feeling the results of the way we're managing our water infrastructure and the impact of the way we treat our water resources, they can have a real effect on your day-to-day life.
Okay, so let's say we want to hit one of the beaches, say, in Milwaukee. Is the water quality any better if you get farther away from the shore? Is there an area where the concentration of pollutants is denser, or is it pretty much a uniform thing?
No, you know, each beach is very, very different. The physical aspects of the beach, the way the water moves around it, in some cases the proximity to infrastructure, those can make things very, very different from beach to beach and from day to day. Certainly in Milwaukee, we have a couple, or in Milwaukee County anyway, a couple of beaches that have a history of being problematic. You know, South Shore Beach is a beach that 42% of the water samples that came from there exceeded the beach action value, a health a margin by which the EPA says there's too much bacteria in the water, it's dangerous for or problematic for human health. So there are a few beaches in Milwaukee County that are problematic. So you have South Shore Beach, you have Grant Park Beach, which was exceeding things 31% of the time, Bradford Beach 22% of the time, and Bender Beach 16% of the time. All those are Milwaukee County beaches.
What about beaches on Lake Superior? We think of that being cold and maybe a little bit cleaner. What do those beaches look like?
You know, across the board in Wisconsin, we're looking at slightly higher than average contamination rates. Across the board for the state of Wisconsin, we're looking at 14% of the samples exceeding the federal standard. And there is a lot of difference in that. There are fewer monitored beaches along the Lake Superior shoreline. There certainly are a number of beaches that also have high exceedance rates up there. And again, that oftentimes is related to potential proximity to infrastructure. When it rains, water makes its way into our combined sewer systems. They get overloaded, and that storm water mixes with wastewater, and it ends up getting whooshed out into the lakes or into our waterways that eventually drain into our lakes. And that's one of the reasons why it's very important for people to be cognizant of how recently it's rained. You definitely don't want to go to the beach the day after it rains, and that's been problematic given the early summer that we've had with a lot of rain. And if there's been a heavy rain, you probably want to wait about 3 days before you go to the beach.
3 days. Well, you said the Great Lakes region in general has particular problems that have to do with the way, I guess, the water circulates or doesn't circulate. Why are the Great Lakes so problematic?
Well, you know, you think about the difference. We think about the Great Lakes as these wonderfully huge seas of fresh water. But when you compare them to the marine ecosystem along the coast, where you have salt water and you have a lot of wave action and you have much, much bigger bodies of water to dilute the pollution, the issues are dealt with a little more quickly along the coast than they are here in the Great Lakes. It's just a function of the volume of water. But we do have plenty of legacy of industrial pollution that remains to be a problem. The other thing is we are feeling the impacts of climate change already doing things that are impacting our beach water quality. We are having more and more of these storms that are hugely intense, dumping large volumes of rainwater on us at a given time and overwhelming our storm infrastructure and setting up those long periods of potential contamination. Those are issues that are hugely important. You have in some of the shallower portions of the lakes, like the western portion of Lake Erie and in Green Bay, areas where we're seeing increased amounts of big algae blooms that have to do with a warming of the water and an increased amount of nutrient pollution, fertilizer, that's making its way in and helping these algae blooms grow. These are things that are problematic for our enjoyment, but also point to bigger problems that we really need to address.
So Wisconsin beaches ranking the 8th worst in the country. What does Wisconsin need to do to start cleaning up the beaches and making these waterways safe for people who want to swim and recreate in them?
Sure. You know, there are a lot of simple solutions that can be addressed. It's an embrace of things like green infrastructure, something that Milwaukee County is doing a lot with, using natural surfaces to collect, hold, and filter rainwater where it falls. We're seeing plenty of places where that's being deployed to help be a buffer for beaches so that when we do have these big rain days, less of that contaminated runoff makes its way to the beach and into the lakes. But mostly this is very much about making sure that we know what's going on in our beaches, that we identify the sources of contamination. One of the problems that we have throughout the Great Lakes is we know that the contamination rates are high. We don't necessarily know exactly where it's coming from. It's non-point specific runoff. It could be coming from a lot of places. And there's work to be done from at the state level and nationally to shore up infrastructure and to get a better handle on where those points of contamination are coming from. And for you and I, the biggest thing is to know before we go. We need to check in with the information on the specific beaches we're going to and make sure that today is a good beach day and we're not going in on days when we're putting ourselves in harm's way because of the high levels of contamination.
Okay, Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me. Have a good weekend.
You too. We've been speaking with Josh Mogerman of the National Resources Defense Council in Chicago. The NRDC recently released a report ranking Wisconsin's beaches as the 8th worst in the country for water quality.